This is the Perry LeCompton Call Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA with head coach Mike Paramore. And, well, coach, last week you go up against a very good Holton team, and you knew going in they were going to be very tough. You ultimately fall 28-7, but that score maybe not quite indicative of how well your guys did play. You battled all the way through and did a lot of good things. So ultimately, when you look back at that game, coach, what were your thoughts?
I was pleased. They can, you know, bounced back after a tough week before, and I thought our kids played extremely hard. I liked the effort that we played in. You know, when we lined up against a good team that was very physical, they won the physical battle in the end. You know, you got to continue to be able to match Holton when they play that, and I think we did at times. Other times they were better than us, but I thought we continued to play hard. I thought offensively we did some really good things. I was putting two long drives together, one that ended in the score and tying at 7-7 there in the second quarter, and then the other one we drove down to the slip line. We got to be able to punch that in and be able to get another one on the board for us. But to put something together with some consistency, I think we showed some signs, and I like that our team is growing up a little bit and we're starting to make progress.
Yeah, you mentioned your guys are tying the game in the second quarter before Holton then gets a couple of touchdowns there before halftime. Do you think it was maybe a simple fact also that Holton kind of wore your guys down a little bit?
No, I think they just keep coming. I mean, it's what they do, and you can't tell your guys, you can tell them, but to prepare for what it's like. I mean, it's just going to be the consistency of coming over and over and over again and making sure defensively be an assignment, doing what you're supposed to do, but also then matching the physicality. And they did a better job in that department than we did, and hopefully we'll learn from that and understand to be a good team, you've got to play physically all 48 minutes.
Well, now you look ahead here. You've got a big game coming up on Friday as you'll be on the road at Bishop Ward. We'll talk about that game when we come back here on the Perry LeCompton Cause Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Mike Paramore. And, well, coach, you flipped the script. Now you head into this weekend against Bishop Ward on Friday night. Bishop Ward, they're a team that obviously a non-league opponent. And you now head into this week, though, with everybody back healthy as well. How much is that going to just make things a lot easier just for your group having everybody back after the last couple of weeks? Kind of flip the script a little bit.
No, it's good to have everybody there. Now we can go pick back up where we left off after week one and continue that process of building some chemistry on the offensive line and, you know, guys trusting those that are around them and not having to block people in or, you know, just fill those spots. So that from that standpoint, that's good. And it's good just to have the depth of practice again so we can practice better. Our matchups are better in practice. You know, challenge for us to go on the road. Ward's a tough place to play. They got some dangerous kids that, you know, if you don't account for them, you don't do a good job defending them and tackling, they could be explosive plays.
And now that you do have everybody back, do you kind of look at this as well, that you almost kind of not necessarily start the season over, but kind of just forget about the last 2 weeks and really start now almost a new season when you look at heading into district play and everything that's going to be coming forward?
Yeah, we're going to take those things that, you know, as we get everybody back in, and it kind of feels like we're almost picking up from week one where we had everybody and there was one of those slots, and now that group is back. But those 2 weeks in between gave some other guys a chance to play, and that experience of them getting on the field makes us better. It makes us better at practice. It makes us feel more comfortable about some of the depth we can have on Friday night. So, you know, yeah, it's disappointing. We didn't have what we wanted, but from that we'll grow up and learn. Those things don't hurt us as we go into the district, and this is when the second season starts. So this is when we want to be our best.
I know we talk quite a bit about things that you want to see each and every week. What is that one thing you feel like you do need to see here this week against Bishop Ward with it being the start of district play?
I think just consistency. I mean, you know, what we showed in week one, we saw some good things, and then we kind of could have stayed a few steps back just in, you know, the whole consistency of effort and execution. It doesn't matter who's playing, who's out there. The expectation for our guys is when it's your turn to be on the field, it needs to be good. It needs to be executed well, understanding where you fit and what you're supposed to do, and then go and do that with a high effort. I want to see that consistent effort out of our guys, that we play hard all the time and continue to build on that. And that's just some maturity and growing up and understanding that if you're going to be successful, that's how you got to play the game. You got to play hard every snap. You got to line up correctly. You got to go execute. And if we do those kind of things, we'll see improvement.
Well, coach, with that, thank you so much for taking the time. As always, really do appreciate it. Good luck against Bishop Ward on Friday.
All right, thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it.
All right, coach, thank you. Again, that's Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Cause, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. It's brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry on FM 103.9 KNZA.